Thanks, Vic. Ben, you look at the work week. Just take me through. How do you feel that guys have come back off the bye fresh and ready to go?
Yeah, well, the bye is always one of those things where it's great to have the bye, especially when we have it. But when you get back, it takes a couple days to get your legs back under you, get some of that food you ate out of you. Guys are back. Guys are back in the routine of things. I think it's good just to get your body back and kind of refresh mentally. Moving forward, we've got Dallas this weekend, a very good football team, won this. Kind of had their ups and downs this season, but they're coming off a big win. I think they're looking at it as their future is definitely brighter the second half of the season, and we're looking at it the same way, so it presents a good challenge for us.
Before we talk about this Dallas defense, what are some of the things offensively that you guys can build off as you move forward?
Yeah, a lot of things. I mean, we started off the season not too hot offensively, and we've definitely had some bright spots. We've had some times where we moved the ball down the field consistently. We've gotten down on the goal line. We've scored points. That being said, there's definitely some things we need to work on. We were in the red zone 5 times last week and didn't score a touchdown. Our third down efficiency hasn't been the greatest. So there's definitely some pluses and minuses moving into this part of the season.
You being one of the veteran leaders on this team, and we talked early in the season about how many rookies were contributing to this offense. How are guys coming along?
Oh, tremendously, tremendously. Being a rookie in the National Football League is not easy. I've been there, and it's really tough. You're coming from a place in college to now playing with grown men, and it's a different game. There's a lot of pressure put on you, but I think the guys have responded great. I think the future is bright, all the rookies on this team. Like you said, we've had a lot of rookies contribute, and they obviously have the physical talent to play in the game, but I think the mental part is coming along quickly for them.
Okay, Ben, let's look at this Dallas defense. What jumps out to you?
What always jumps out to me when you play Dallas or Oakland or any of those teams, they're big, strong, fast, physical guys. They're very talented. You look on the ends with Spencer, you look at Ware. They've got guys who can get to the quarterback. Guys who make plays, they've always had that. That's what makes Dallas Dallas. We have to be on top of our stuff. We have to run the ball at them. We have to make this a physical game. We have to execute. We got to execute on third down. We get in the red zone. We got to score points. We can't allow them and their offense to come on the field. They have a good offense as well. We can't allow them to get on the field and score points. So it's going to be a good game.
The offense has faced several 3-4 defenses. With Rob Ryan, does he do anything differently?
Rob is Rob. Rob does his own little bag of tricks. He's going to especially have a bag of tricks for us. We know that, being that he was here last. His blitzes and his personality, he was always a great guy to see on the sideline. Now he's going to be on the other sideline yelling at us, so it might be a little bit different. But we have to be prepared for anything with him. He's a great defensive mind.
And for yourself, you were named the captain for this week's game. What does that mean to you?
It's always very humbling, to be selected by your peers as a captain for the week. We all put in a lot of hard work, and there's a lot of guys who deserve to be captains. I think it's great that we allow different guys a chance to have that honor. And, the biggest thing I want to do is be able to say I was a captain while we won the game.
Ben, thank you for your time, and good luck to you.
Appreciate it, man.
Back to you, Vic.